My name's Miriam Klein. I'm at the McDonough Museum of Art in Youngstown, Ohio. And I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about for this recording, and I couldn't stop thinking about all the good times I had at a very special place in Youngstown that's no longer there, Cedars, sometimes called Cedars Lounge, but it's Cedars.
And that's
Cedars.
On Hazel Street?
On Hazel Street, yeah. Was on Hazel Street.
In Youngstown.
Now it's torn out, but it still lives in my heart. I miss it so much. The first time I heard about Cedars, I was probably a junior at Ursuline High School, and Susie Tartan, who was always really cool, and she'd always carry her SAT bag because she's always studying, you know, for her SAT. She's a very smart person, and she would talk about Cedars and how she went and saw the Eight Balls and, you know, all these, the Bangarillas and all these old bands. And I really, really wanted to go. But to be honest, I can't remember the first time I went to Cedars. I've tried to remember, but I know it wasn't in high school. I think I was out of high school. I just can't remember, because usually on the weekends we would just travel around town in the car and drink like everybody else and go from party to party. So I never made it downtown because, of course, at that time, the rules were pretty lax as far as bars. If you were, you know, if you were a girl, and they would just let you in. You know, it didn't matter what age you were. And, of course, the drinking age at that time was 18. So, you know, if you're 16 or 17, that really didn't make much of a difference. But I do remember once I first got into Cedars how much I loved it. You feel like you've met the people that you really enjoy being around with and hanging out with. And I love music so much, so I think also that kept me coming back. And then I went away for a little bit, and then for college, and then I came back to YSU to finish my degree at YSU. So I started going back down to Cedars again, and of course, I always met so many people down there, and it was always a good time. I think it was basically the only place to go because there was Cedars and Draft House, and that was it. And downtown was completely empty. It was almost empty. I mean, during the day, there were a couple businesses that are still like Silver's and that kind of stuff, but there really wasn't anything down there. I mean, there was Scott's, I think Scott was down there at
Pergandi.
That time. But yeah, Scott Pergandi. Was he still at that building? That was maybe 1990?
Early 90s, yeah.
Early 90s? Okay, so he was there. Sometimes it all flows together,
mm-hmm.
as you know. But yeah, I remember I spent my 25th birthday at Cedars. And I remember thinking that it was really tragic that I was spending my 25th birthday at Cedars. I'm like, oh, when am I going to get out of this town? And before my 26th birthday, I moved to Seattle. So that was, you know. But otherwise, I was always there. One time, Tommy and I, it was just me and Tommy. And
this is Tommy Simon.
Oh, Tommy Simon, the owner of the bar. And he was playing movies, and he had Thelma and Louise, and I hadn't seen it. So it's Bryn Zellers, I think, and me and Tommy watching Thelma and Louise. I think there might have been somebody else there, but it...
Hilarious.
It was really...
I used to go watch Desperate Housewives with Tommy.
Oh, and Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Yeah, that was fun because, you know, it's like, oh, it's, you know... Getting close to Jeopardy time around 7:30, just come on down. There would always be, you know, a couple of people, you know, like either Marty or, you know, Hudak and somebody sitting there. We'd all watch Jeopardy and play Jeopardy with Tommy. He's very good at Jeopardy. Yeah, Monday nights he was always open on Monday nights and nobody would be there. And every once in a while, I would go on a Monday night and it would just be me and Tommy. That was weird, but fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Anyway, so I'll jump ahead to when I, the best time, which was after I came back from Seattle, 1997, and you know, the patio had just been built a couple years ago, and they had a cafe in there, and once again, I started going on Tuesday nights because Jazz Night had been going on there for years. It was started by Jeff Bremer, who brought in Teddy Pentalis, who, you know, they, every Tuesday they'd play jazz. And that
amazing
was,
jazz.
It was amazing jazz. It was just so much fun. And they were still continuing that, so of course I went down. And Tuesday night was the night to go out. I mean, that place was packed.
And it was an early evening, too, which was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And the best part was at this time I was going to grad school, so I had plenty of time on my hands to go out until 3 in the morning. And I'm so glad, because I'll never forget, like, the Dana School of Music kids, they would let them come down and do, you know, play their instruments after Teddy, of course, let them.
Sure.
You know. But in that particular group at that time was Sean Jones.
Mm.
And Sean started playing, and I'll never forget the first time they let him on stage. Everybody was like, who is that? Because that kid could blow. And he was just amazing. And then there was another night, and it was packed, and everyone was just into the music, and Sean gets up there and he is just going off on this wonderful solo, and I'll never forget, everybody just started, it was the height of the song, and everybody just started, I was at the bar and I felt myself like rise out of the seat, and everybody's hands went up. I mean, it was one of those incredible music moments where everybody was going, you know, Sean, and it was amazing. I mean, and that is one of the most typical Cedars moments. I mean, there were so many moments like that at Cedars where there was just this incredible energy about, and it was all about this music that was happening there, not just with jazz, but, you know, also with other bands whose names escape me because my mind is Swiss cheese now. I don't know. I remember Scarlet Picnic, but that was...
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that was great. But that was before. That was in the early 90s.
Sure.
In the early,
late
80s. Yeah. It was Penguin Pub. It was Penguin Pub, Cedars, Draft House, Penguin. That was the triangle.
Yes.
At least for our group.
And the good thing about Cedars is that it's between Chicago and New York, so
right.
A lot of times we'd get great acts coming through,
right, because Tommy would just say, hey, come on down here and play here, and they would be like, cool, and they'd come down,
so we'd get
and
national acts
out. yeah so we really were lucky in that respect, and Tommy would always put them up at his house, you know, and so anyway, but and then there were also poetry night. They was started by Nancy Bazzari. I think that was late 80s or somewhere
first,
in there. I mean, she
first Tuesday of every month.
Yeah, and then they would follow it with the jazz. Mm-hmm. And Nancy and like Deb Woodward, some other people, I forget their names.
Nancy and Karen as well.
Yeah, Karen. Oh, yeah, Karen. And they would show films that they had made. They would do dance. They would do
She's a folk
Cookie,
singer.
Cookie Paish.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie. I miss Cookie. Anyway, so they started that. And then it kind of got taken over by the English department at YSU. You know, Joe Algren and those folks came down, and Nancy felt that, you know, they
wasn't quite as fun.
Wasn't quite as fun. It was a little bit serious. And so, but remember, Frank Polite also would come down later and do his bit. But do you remember E. Hollerin?
The name.
And he's long gone now, but he did this hilarious poem. I'll never forget. Everybody, it was the same kind of thing. Everybody just was almost out of their seats, just laughing. The whole place was just, it was raucous, you know. And the poem was about the citizens of Youngstown running up Fifth Avenue, like the bulls of Pamplona, you know, like just, I wish I could remember it. I'm sure, you know, Jim Vellani probably has it in one of his little booklets. I know that Therese Joseph has a lot of those old books that they used to put, not books, but they were little pamphlets.
Sure, booklets.
Printed by the Pig Iron Press, which is still downtown, but I don't think Jim Vellani does anything anymore over on Phelps. Anyway, some of that poetry was just hilarious. And, you know, and at that time, you know, but Youngstown was still really caught deep in the, you know, a lot of people had left. It was, you know, pretty bleak. And so that poem from E. Holleran, everybody's just, you know, laughing together and having a good time. It was good. And of course, getting drunk, doing shots and stuff. Yeah, well, there's always that part. I used to tell people, I'm like, oh God, back in the day, you could drive home backwards up Fifth Avenue and nobody would notice, you know, because there was just nobody around like there is now. It's kind of a bummer that's all changed.
So what do you think of the new Cedars West?
I am so happy that Cedars West End, I'm really happy for Mara and Billy that they were able to take Cedars and recreate a place that is really important musically in Youngstown, and keep it going, that for the young bands coming up. And of course, this is only one part of Youngstown history. I mean, this doesn't even get into the jazz that was going on at Frida's with Stage.
Still is going on.
Yeah, Stage, and incredible musicians at Frida's. In fact, you guys really should contact Frida and David and ask them if they would please come in and talk about their, you know, their experience. I miss Stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was really happy when he was playing at the Lemon Grove. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, Frida would have those music nights. And I regret to this day that I did not really spend a lot of time going down to Frida's at that time. I really wish I had. But I love Stage. I miss them. So, yeah, great music in Youngstown. Just really good bands. I mean, the most recent bands, Posture Coach and Third Class, I think are some of the best bands we've had in recent years. There were, what other bands were there? There was like, do you remember? Oh, the fun bands, the Februaries.
Mm.
And what was the other band? Mm. God, Michael Longcar, wasn't it his band? They were like U2, you know, that kind of stuff. And there was just so many different.
Boogeyman Smash.
How could I forget Boogeyman Smash? They were so cool. I'll never forget Rob Hudak, who is a guitar player. He now lives in New Orleans, brother of Marty Hudak. He's like 15, 16 years old playing guitar at the Penguin Pub. And he's wearing this Charlie Brown shirt, and he's just, you know, this skinny little boy just playing, you know. I mean, that's how fun it was, is that, you know.
If you were talented, you got up there,
and now it'd be like, oh, he'd have to be, you know, his parents would have to be there, and he'd have to be 21, and I, whatever. and he's perfectly fine.
Right.
Yeah, the Penguin Pub, that was definitely another place where you could see, like, the Clampets, the Walking Clampets, you know, Sacred Hate with Danny Banzak, and
Brinzellers.
And do you know who the third person of that band, and I apologize to that person for not remembering their name. And so, you know, you remember?
I do. And I just saw him not too long ago.
Well, it's okay. The three of them, Sacred Hate, that was, you know, that was 80s.
And
you know.
They were big in Europe, and they still are.
Really?
Yes, yes.
No way. That's funny. That is so funny. And now, last time I saw Danny, he was all like almost like in a suit because he's doing really well in that whatever job, computing job he has in Cleveland.
Yes.
But I'm not nostalgic. I'm really I'm excited for the future, you know? I mean, new bands come along, new things come along, yeah, and that's cool. But there's always been a real strong arts community here, and that was just a little touch of it, you know? Like the visual arts too have been strong, the writing, unbelievable, you know? So, Youngstown. I don't think people really realize how much talent there really is here. I mean, we know, and there's of course a group of people who know, but there's really a lot of interesting
place.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is about this area. Maybe it's something in the water, the Mahoning River, you know, just kind of the radiation, PCBs from it. Help us grow artistically. Grow and glow artistically. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.